a wake-up call as to just how precarious the Turnbull government's hold on power is. Bob Day has resigned as a senator following the South Australian, following weeks of speculation about the finances of his building company, Home Australia. Now, you can't serve as an MP or a senator if you are declared bankrupt, which looks likely in Bob Day's case, or if you have been convicted of an offence punishable by a jail sentence of 1 year or longer. The One Nation senator, Rodney Cullerton, has question marks over his future as a senator, and I hope he's safe because he has a lot to offer. More about him in a moment. Senators who are forced to resign are by convention replaced with members of their respective parties from the relevant state. That is a convention only. Under the Constitution, the appointment and replacement of senators is strictly a matter for the state government. You might recall, some of you, in 1974, Sir Jobiel Kapitason, as the Queensland Premier, refused to rubber stamp another DLP senator to replace the Queensland DLP senator and former Premier Vince Gehr, who'd resigned to take up a diplomatic post in Ireland at the invitation of the Whitlam government. Instead, Sir Joe appointed his own man, Patrick Field, to the Senate, thus ensuring the Whitlam government did not have a Senate majority. Now, no one's suggesting that's going to happen anytime soon here, but Bob Day's departure highlights how tenuous the Turnbull government's numbers are with a majority of one. Could it survive a by-election if a lower house coalition MP was forced to resign or died? In this climate, I'm not too sure.